another dream teamer joining us on the line today, and it is Abby Chips from Jefferson Softball. She joins us after a magnificent season, which saw her hit over 600 for the year back in the fall. She also earned a first-team All-State honor. Well, Abby, as you join us now, what are some of your fondest memories from the year, and how were you able to have such a successful season individually?
This past season has been a really memorable season for me. For me, going into my senior year and not having, I wouldn't say it's not good not having seniors this past year, but it's really good so that I can feel like as a team we can go forward and just go from here, not having to worry about losing players and whatnot. And as for myself, being able to accomplish what I have, this past year we've gotten a new coach. Coach Coonley has stepped in to fill that role as head coach, and he's done a lot for me personally. It was very pleasant surprise, Coach Coonley coming in and taking over that role.
That's awesome. And, you know, you mentioned not having to worry about losing teammates as much. And, of course, you're already committed to the next level to play softball. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But as you project forward to next year, you still have a senior season to play. How excited are you from a team aspect and the improvements you might be able to make?
Oh, very excited. I think we have a really good group of girls and have a very good, like, bond with each other. And not losing any players. I think there's only room to grow from this point, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely does. And who are some of your favorite teammates that you're looking forward to enjoying your final season with?
Well, I don't have any favorites, but I'm really excited just, like, as a team, like, together, you know. I'm excited with the new freshmen coming up. We have a whole bunch of freshmen. I think that Coach Coonley said that we're supposed to have 27 on the roster if everybody decides to play as freshmen coming up. I think we're supposed to have 13 freshmen this coming year. So I'm excited to see their talents, and I think there's a few of them that are playing select ball too. So, and I know we have Morgan Figliolo. She is a pitcher. I believe she's playing for a Top Gun team maybe right now. Maybe not. I could be completely off on that, but we're excited to see her coming in up as a pitcher, and also Megan coming back, and Kenny Mankey as well.
Sounds fun. And just as far as this last year is concerned, we mentioned some of the numbers at the top there with the batting average over 600, on-base percentage, and slugging, same thing. What improvements did you make from your sophomore to junior year that allowed you to grow in that way numbers-wise?
Going into my junior year, I tried to focus on more of like placing the ball and bat control more so, and kind of mixing in. So like going from one at bat to bunting, going one at bat to hitting, like throwing the defense off in that sort of way. And I think I did a better job last year of reading the defense and executing at bats better.
Absolutely. And you look at what your plans are for the future. You've already locked down where you're going after high school. You'll be headed to Indiana State after next year. How was the recruiting process on that, and how did you make that decision?
So I was going back and forth between two schools. I was going back and forth in between Indiana State and SEMO. And it made it difficult because I love the schools, both of them, quite a lot. But Indiana State, I met that coach at a camp in Collinsville, Illinois. And I really hit it off with the coach really well. And I went over there for a visit, and I really liked the campus. I liked all the girls and the coaches, and just liked what their program had to offer. And you know, I really liked it. It felt good. It felt in my heart. I felt like that was the place for me.
Is it hard to kind of put that, away from the forefront of your mind, I suppose, as you still have one more year of high school left?
Yeah, it's crazy to me. I mean, I feel like I'm still a freshman, you know, like still have 4 years left and going off to college, and that is not the case anymore.
And you mentioned your coach that's really helped you. Who are some other people that have allowed you to, or at least facilitated some of the improvement that you've made as your career has progressed?
Coach Coonley, of course. Coach Rothweiler. He won't be coming back this next year, but we have another coach, Gene DeSalm. He coaches baseball as well. He's going to be stepping in this next year as an assistant coach. But also Melanie Rugley, of course, that stayed with me my first two seasons. And my select coach, Amanda Mohan. But I would like to shout out to them for everything that they've done.
Awesome. Abby, well, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. We're looking forward to seeing what you do in the future. And good luck with all that.
Thank you very much.
That was Abby Chips from Jefferson Softball joining us here on Regional Radio. She's a dream teamer as a junior. Still one more year left as well. Back with more next.